Yeah, if you can do it now, because I'm due to depart back to Haiti very soon.
Okay, I'll do it straight away. So I've got your name and rank, as it were. Pete, can you just describe to us your first initial feelings when you arrived and saw the devastation there?
Well, to be honest, it's what we expected fully. You know, we knew the size of the earthquake. We knew the population of the city that was affected. You know, we've got the experience of attending earthquakes of a similar magnitude. So it didn't come as a surprise to find 50% of the city's buildings were either totally collapsed or, you know, really, really badly structurally damaged. Number of dead and casualties, obviously a little bit higher than we thought, but we're quite hopeful that we can get in there and carry out some rescues.
What sort of scenes were you met with, though, in the capital there?
Well, people are just out on the street. They won't trust going back into the properties at all. And I flew over the capital again last night, and it was like November the 5th. All you can see are fires all over the city. And it's not the buildings that are burning. It's the residents that are staying outside the property and lighting fires to keep warm.
I suppose at the moment there, it must be absolute chaos.
It is, as you can imagine. I mean, there must be, you know, like nearly everybody in the capital city has probably been affected. You know, each family, along with that, you know, everybody to do with the authorities and the emergency services will have suffered some loss or they know a casualty. So the whole infrastructure has been affected. Having said that, you know, they have got systems in place and the local emergency management agency is dealing with the rescue workers that are coming in. So there is, you know, quite a structured coordination effort going on.
Is that effort actually getting through to where it's needed, though?
Well, yes, because they will prioritise what their tasks are. We don't go in and just go out and do our own thing. We have to work to what they want us to do. And they will prioritise where there's potential for saving lots of lives, like large buildings such as hospitals and schools, universities, places like that they will send us to.
We're seeing pictures, of course, daily now of horrific scenes and loss of life, and it's truly heartbreaking.
It is, and it's exactly what we found when we attended the Pakistan earthquake. You were stepping over dead bodies. You know, the smell was, you know, it's just indescribable, the scene that you are faced with. And it's quite upsetting that you can't help everybody because everybody wants your help, even if it's to recover a dead family member, because our priority at the moment is to try and save lives, and that's what we'll try and do. We'll prioritise around that fact that we're there to search and rescue for live victims in the tragedy.
Are people managing to find food and water at the moment?
Well, it's in limited supply, and that's part of the problem. You know, all the aid has not yet got through, especially the water. I mean, it is quite hot here through the day. It gets up to 25 degrees centigrade. And I know there's been reports of looting and people fighting. You know, unfortunately, it's human instinct and it's a fight for survival. You'll try and get the basic needs, your food, your shelter. And that's what's happening. At this stage, you know, it's not causing us cause for concern, you know. Rescuers and aid workers can still get out there and do the job.
How are you managing to get from location to location? Because the streets just look completely devastated.
Yeah, some streets are obviously unpassable, and that also affects the strategy of the local emergency management agencies. You know, that when they prioritise, they've got to make sure that we can actually get to where they want us to go. You know, there are other means. There's helicopters available. Well, those haven't been utilised yet because there's so much to do in such close proximity to the airport itself.